any big change that we have in our life, there's almost always a transition period, right? So that's all the in-between state is. It's just a transition period. And the Buddha talked about rebirth as being like, he used a simile, for example, of you were standing on a balcony in a village, and you're looking down on the street, and you see someone walking out of one house and walking down the road and walking into another house. Right? This is a simile he used for rebirth. Yeah? Now, if he wanted to talk about rebirth being instantaneous, yeah, it's very easy to have a simile that suggests that it's instantaneous, isn't it? You talk about somebody walking from one room into another room. Right? It's very simple. So when the Buddha used these similes, they're always very precise. Yeah? And so it kind of makes sense that there's a kind of a wandering and a journey that goes on. And so we think about it like... again, that idea of moving home is actually quite a useful one. It's actually the Buddha used that as a very important simile for rebirth. So if you think about the process of moving home, you never sort of instantaneously move home, do you? There's always some kind of break between one place and the next. So I think the same is true with rebirth. Yeah? It might be different lengths, different sometimes a long time, sometimes a short time. Yeah? Okay, so let's do some meditation for the next 15 minutes. As we're sitting quietly, let the body settle down. And bring attention to the feelings, the sensations, right through the body. leaving the mind settled in the heart, you say to oneself the words, may I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy, evenly and steadily. Repeating the words clearly, really putting your heart into it, meaning every word. May I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy. Letting that feeling of metta gently well up in your heart, full of joy, full of light. May I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy. taking that same loving kindness and spreading it to all sentient beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. Radiating out over the whole world, the whole universe, endless and infinite. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. Coming near to the end of the meditation, back to oneself. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And letting the words of metta go, letting the feeling of loving kindness fade away, and allowing the mind to come back to a neutral space, just clear and open. And from that clear and open space, we just take the chance to dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings realize awakening. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And I'd just like to make a personal dedication, or not really a personal dedication, but just a thought for this weekend. For we're doing this metta retreat, and for the people of Thailand who have had yet another coup and more unrest in their country, and I lived in Thailand for 6 years, and they're very beautiful people. And it's very sad to see that there's been so much suffering and so much unrest and uncertainty there. So may the merit of our practice for this weekend be for peace and understanding there in Thailand.